Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Vamitesim and Aleph. Perek starts with the Geirel. The Gemara says, Tarim v'kalfi. Rashi means he granted the kalfi, the hellish day of Geirolus, and he takes out the two Geirolus. One of them is written Hashem, one is written Azazel. The Gemara says, Mesnizim like Aitana. The Gemara says, the Mishnah Brice that says a different way to do it, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Lezer, that the Skan and the Kohen Gadol both grab together in the Kalfi, each one grab one, and then whichever one's Lashem goes to the goat that's by him, whichever one's Lazazel goes to the one that's by him. So the Gemara says, "Mamaika Mifugi, Marsa Vimina the Skan is Adif Mismal of the Kohen Gadol. Once is the right hand of the Skan is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, and once it's Kehadadi Ninu, and therefore we let the Kohen Gadol do both." So the Rishayim ask a Kasha, all that way the Shem the Kippur mess is done with the Kohen Gadol. How could the Sagan participate in that girl? He's not the Kohen Gadol. What's the Pshat in the Braisa? So the Tesis Rit says that this goes like a man, the Yom HaGrola Le Ma'akva, and the male HaGrola Lava Vedi. And since the girl is not an Aveda, so male doesn't have to done with the Kohen Gadol. But the problem is, like the Tesis Shanim is bothered, this is Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, in the end of the Gemaskana Sagamara there, is that Grol is Ma'akiv. So what's the pshat that it can be done by this Gan? So the Ritva says the Teretz like this. And even if you say a Grol is an Aveda, since it's done with the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't have the Chayvis Kohen Gadol. Like we said, you mean in this Gan, Adifa Mismol of the Kohen Gadol. What's the pshat in this Teretz? An Aveda with the left hand doesn't have a Din Kohen Gadol. I think the pshat is like this. It's true. There is a halacha that all the avodah of Yom Kippur has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. But there happens to be another halacha that all avodah has to be done with the right hand. What's the chalal l'pshat that the Kohen Gadol could do the avodah with the left hand? So Taisa Shanim says, just like we find that when he brings the kaf and the machta, he brings the machta of the gechalim and the kaf of the k'teris, he brings the kaf with his left hand, and the Gemara says, what's the pshat? The teretz is, because there's a din, he has to bring them both together. He has to bring them both together. And obviously, one of them has to be the right, one has to be the left. There's no other way for him to do it. That's the Gemara later, in the beginning of the fifth parak, that he can't bring them in two separate times. It says, Yavi, Lachazim, Yavi. So Mele Behechach, he has to bring with his left hand. So the Torah is Megala, that this Avodah is with the left hand. So who would in here? If the Kohen Gadol has to pick up the two Geirolus, he can't pick them both up with one hand, there won't be a Geirol. So Mele, the Torah is Megala, has to be the left hand. But does that to Ritva Mechet Hesa? If once you see that this Aveda can't be done with the Kohen Gadol's right hand, okay, so now what? Does that mean that it has to be done with the Kohen Gadol's left hand? That the Kohen Gadol is the rule, and the right hand is the one that we have to say we have to make an exception because there's no Hesa? Maybe forget. Maybe the right hand is the rule, and we have to make an exception about the Kohen Gadol, right? By the Kaf and the Machta, it says clearly the Kohen Gadol's doing it. But here it doesn't say. So Mela, even though normally the rule is Kohen Gadol, but normally the rule is right hand. So that's a pshat. You mean in the Skan is Adif, we swallowed the Kohen Gadol, when the Torah is Megala, that something has to go, it's the Kohen Gadol, not the right. And the other one says, no, Kiyadali in it. Something has to go, so good. So then we let the Kohen Gadol do it. The Teis is Shana, but Teis Rosh is another Teretz. Thanks to understand the Teretz. He says, it's ain't a Kol Kach Avodah that a Lashon is. Sha'idei, Ayideya Kohen Gadol is Barim HaSeirim. It's through the Kohen Gadol that the Seirim are clarified and made which one's Hashem, which one's Azazel. Vamina Nami Agrol Olav Avodah. And also we say Agrol Olav Avodah. It says that if one of them died, you have to make a new Agrol, according to the Rabbanan of Reb Shimon. So he says, then he says that Agrol is not considered such a Avodah, but then the reason is because he didn't have Agrol of Bechlal on the second one. A little cryptic. What does he mean to say? That idea Kohen Gadol is Barim Agrol Olav Avodah. What's going on here? So Milchas Ram says a beautiful pshat. Grocery thing says his pshat on his own, but he wants to learn this in Taisis Shishadim. I think it's clear, richtig of pshat. The site of the Avodah of Agrol is really two things. There's an Avodah called Agrol, but in that we say Agrol Olav Avodah. That you don't need. Why is Agrol a Ma'akiv? Because there's no other way that the Seirim become defined, this one Hashem and this one Azazel, is the only idea Agrol. Without a Grola, there is no way to create that this seer is Hashem, this seer is Lazazel. But for that, one of the Grolas is enough. The Kohen Gadol picked one. If he picked Lashem, the male, the other one's Lazazel. If he picked Lazazel, the male, the other one's Lashem. So it's the Kohen Gadol that creates the Bir HaSeirim. The other Gairol, that's just the Avodah. And that we say Agrol Avodah. The other Gairol is just the Mitzvah. The Bir HaSeirim part of the Gairol is done with one. And the Kohen Gadol is doing that. And Aidei Kohen Gadol is Bir HaSeirim. It's already done. Why do you need the other one? Stamos the mitzvah. Stamos the mitzvah. So that discount is also good enough because they grow a lot of Vedihi. And that's the kasha. But you see, if one of them died, you have to make a new agrola. And I was in the kasha, one is safe again. If this one's Lashem, so why do I have to make a new agrola? The other one, anyway, is the one Lazazel. The teretz is, well, if I can't. The teretz is because only the seal that would be a Bishasta agrola do we say. That if the Goyrol is on one of them, the Hecher for the other one's the other one. But if it wasn't the B'shas HaGrola, so B'chlal there's no Teres HaGrola on this one. If you have two Seirim, and the Kohen Gadol picked one for one of them, so we know the other one. If one of them died, and now you're taking one from the Shuk, that one from the Shuk didn't have an HaGrola that defined that it's Lashem or Lazazel. So that's why you need another HaGrola. But when you have both of them there, the etzim bir is done on day one of the garalas, which the Kohen Gadol picks, and the male iskan can do the other one. That's the pshat in the Teis Yishan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.